Chapter 2. The Shoemaker. The streets of Saint-Antoine, Paris, were very dirty and crowded. Everywhere, peasants, beggars, and children were trying to get food. Some men were trying to take a barrel of wine from a cart, but it fell to the ground and broke. The wine spilled everywhere. The poor people ran to drink the wine from the muddy road. The people were starving and desperate. At the corner, there was a wine shop. It belonged to Monsieur Ernest Defarge and his wife, Madame Thérèse Defarge. Madame Defarge knitted as she watched over the shop. There were several customers in the shop that day. Some were playing cards, others dominoes, and some were drinking. All the customers called each other Jacques. "How are you today, Jacques?" one said.
"Not bad. How are you, Jacques?"
answered the other, with a secret smile. Their real names weren't Jacques. They were a secret society of poor Frenchmen who wanted to destroy the government. If someone called you Jacques, you knew he was a member of the secret society. Madame Defarge put down her knitting and signalled to her husband to look around the shop. There were two customers they had never seen before, an older man and a young woman with long hair. These two quiet visitors were Jarvis Lorry and Lucy Manette. Monsieur Defarge walked up to them.
"How can I help you?"
he asked. They spoke in whispers. Mr. Lorry explained that the young woman was Dr. Manette's daughter. They had come to take him home to England.
"Follow me, please," Monsieur Defarge said.
He led them up a long staircase with old broken stairs to the floor above. "Has Dr. Manette changed very much?" Mr. Lorry asked.
"Changed?" Defarge said. "He's changed completely. We have to keep the door locked. He's been in prison so long that he would be frightened if we left it open."
"Dr. Manette is afraid? How could it be possible?" Lorry said.
"That's the world we live in," Defarge replied. "He has been unfairly imprisoned for 18 years. Long live the devil!"
When they opened the door, Mr. Lorry could not believe his eyes. A thin, white-haired old man sat at a table. He was bent over, making shoes. He was very pale and looked almost dead.
"Good day," Monsieur Defarge said to the old man.
"Good day,"
Dr. Manette replied in a weak voice. Defarge opened the window for some light. Dr. Manette's face was very thin and his beard was untidy. His shirt and his trousers were torn. He held up a hand to block the sunlight from his eyes.
"What kind of shoes are you making today?" Monsieur Defarge asked.
"Ladies' shoes,"
the doctor replied. Then he continued hammering. Suddenly he noticed Mr. Lorry and Lucy, but he didn't recognize either of them, so he kept working.
"Tell the visitors your name," said Monsieur Defarge.
"My name is 105 North Tower," the doctor replied.
He had been in prison for so long that he didn't know where he was or what he was doing. He had completely lost his mind. Mr. Lorry said, "Don't you remember me?" The old doctor stared, but he could not recognize Lorry. He returned once again to his shoemaking.
Lucy moved close to her father. He put down his tools and stared at her face. She began to cry.
"Who are you?"
Dr. Manette asked. Lucy sat down beside him and put her arms around him. He touched her long hair and said,
"My daughter's hair was just like yours. She used to put her arms round my shoulders, just like this, so many years ago, before they took me away."
Monsieur Defarge and Mr. Lorry watched the doctor and his daughter. Lucy turned to them and said,
"Don't come near us. You'll frighten him."
The doctor was lost in his own thoughts. Then he looked at Lucy and said,
"Who are you, sweet angel?"
Lucy held him closer and said,
"I'm a friend of yours, and I'm here to take you home. Your suffering is over."
Mr. Lorry requested a carriage for the journey home. They fed the confused old doctor, who still thought his name was 105 North Tower. He didn't understand where they were going, but he did exactly as he was told. He was too weak and tired to argue.
"Is he fit for the journey?" Mr. Lorry asked.
"It's better for him than staying in this poor city," Monsieur Defarge replied.
A horse and carriage finally arrived, and Mr. Lorry and Lucy helped Dr. Manette to get inside. Then they joined him. The French police requested to see their travel documents. Monsieur Defarge talked to the police and convinced them to let the three passengers pass. Then Monsieur Defarge turned to the carriage driver and said,
"To the border!"
The driver whipped the horses, and soon they were on their way back to London.